pandemic prayer. I am Odessa McDonald Gray, retired educator, Marion School District 1, and National Certified Chaplain. I'm also serving at the Marion Prison Camp, and I am also one of the chaplains for the Sheriff Department. It saddens my heart to continue to learn of the coronavirus pandemic. So many people have experienced great hardships due to this horrific disease. However, I have come to encourage you through God's holy word to remind you of his everlasting love and his endless provision. First example comes from Exodus 12. God instructs the Israelites to put the blood on the doorpost so that the death angel would not destroy the firstborn son. The second example comes from Exodus 13, the parting of the Red Sea. God instructs Moses to stretch out his hand and lift up his rod, and the sea departed. The children of Israel walked through the Red Sea, escaping Pharaoh's army. The third example comes from Matthew 28. The angel appeared to the women at the tomb and instruct them to not be afraid. The angel reminded them that Jesus was crucified and had risen on the third day, just as he promised. These are just three mighty examples of God's everlasting love for us and the endless provisions that he makes. May they encourage you and give you peace and a steadfast hope that his love and his everlasting provisions will always prevail. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your promises. Continue, Lord, to encourage us that we might encourage others. In your name we pray and give thanks. Amen.